Welcome to Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Karen Overgarden. We're joined today by Knoxville Assistant City Manager Dylan Feek, talking about streetscape and how is it going, Dylan?
Hi, Karen. Thanks for having me today. Very happy to be speaking about streetscape. The one word answer as to how things have been going here the last couple weeks is wet. That was one of the comments made at our streetscape meeting, which the public is always invited to attend. We have them every other Tuesday here at City Hall at 10 o'clock, and we talk about progress. We talk about upcoming plans. We've had a little bit of rainy weather, which has slowed progress on the project, so it has pushed us back about a week, which is unfortunate, but at the same time, it's springtime in Iowa, and we certainly anticipate rainy weather during the project. Sure. That being said, we have a wonderful forecast this week, and so we are very excited to be planning the work that's going to be going on Robinson Street this week. We're going to be hauling in quite a bit of rock and preparing the subgrade, which is that surface level below the street, preparing it for pavement. So with that, we'll be bringing in many, many loads of rock. We'll eventually be installing storm sewers, we call them subdrains, underneath the street to ensure that when water does get underneath the street, it can be carried out away and away from the street and not degrade those surfaces below the roadway.
Okay.
As we're installing those, we plan on about a two-day time frame, possibly 2.5 days, and hopefully that'll put us ahead of the rain we're supposed to get at the end of the week this week.
Sure.
So that being said, it's springtime in Iowa. We plan on the rain, but at the same time, we've been making tremendous progress with streetscape, and we're looking forward to seeing concrete going in, possibly by the end of this week, if not next week for sure.
Sure, getting closer. And the concrete work is ongoing on 2nd Street as well, right along in front of like Wells Fargo and over there?
Correct. Many people would have seen some of the work going on last week on 2nd Street, which was last fall's portion of the project. They were doing some work on that 2-foot buffer strip in between the parking stalls and the sidewalk. We also had to replace a couple panels, which were not put in appropriately, and so we corrected those. And so we'll be doing those miscellaneous concrete works as the weather continues to improve and as we can come in and do the work. We really want to try to keep the roadways open as much as possible, and so that's why we're planning on doing it in these smaller phases. Eventually, we'll have the east side of 2nd to do, which would be the courthouse side. Last week, the city council had made a decision on a request from the county to reduce the amount of sidewalk space on the courthouse side by a certain amount. The plan called for an 18-foot wide walkway, and the county had concerns about maintenance and care for that sidewalk, and so they asked that the city reduce the amount of concrete, which we agreed to. We thought it was a great idea. As we reduce that amount, we're also going to be adding green space onto the courthouse lawn, so adding a little bit more green downtown is always a plus.
Sure.
And so we're making plans for those changes to the project as well.
Yeah. And in the meeting, they talked about doing that on three sides.
North, south, and west will be the side. So if you were to look at the courthouse, the side with the courthouse parking is already a little bit narrower than the other sides. And so we'll leave that side the way that it is. But when you look at the north side, the west side, and the south side, the dimensions of those sidewalks all would change a little bit from what they were before we started the project to where they'll be at afterward. Okay. And so we are going to be making those minor changes to those sides to try and keep a wide enough sidewalk that it's pedestrian friendly. Mm-hmm. It can host wonderful events downtown like Farmers Market and Bike Night, as well as many other events. But then also to make sure that, you know, we want to be working with the county. They've worked with us on this whole project, and we want to continue. We have a great relationship, and we want to continue making those changes. And they requested that we keep that as not narrow as possible, but narrower than the 18-foot, which made sense to us as well.
A lot of surface to maintain.
Correct.
And then the east side is a little different just because of the parking lot and the stairs and that kind of thing. So
correct.
I talked a little bit about that this morning.
Correct. The east side is a little bit different. The road does not change significantly on the east side, meaning we don't have to narrow it like we did more on Robinson Street. It does change a little bit, but essentially to ensure that the sidewalks stay continuous, that the road stays continuous, there's just not a lot that we have to work with. So the sidewalks will stay exactly as they are.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much for your time today.
All right. Thanks for having me, Karen.
Appreciate appreciate it. And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Knoxville Assistant City Manager Dylan Feek, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.